comment. There was a history of back and forth, but I just want to also mention in the analysis provided, there was it was mentioned that this will not have an impact on residential properties, north or south, especially that with crime, because that was a concern in the past. And I would love to see buildings like this on the other side, more east of this property. So thank you for this project.
Ms. Robin Camacho has actually lived on Sunrise Mountain almost all her life.
Oh, you're out of order, Mr. Esposito. After that glowing thing from Walter, you're going to go and just ruin your good reputation?
One question I had was, on the building, coming, if you're on Charleston going 45 miles an hour heading west, and the building is right close to, it's a zero setback, is that going to cause a traffic if people are trying to turn off a fog onto Charleston, and somebody's going 45, they can't see if there's a building in the way?
And
have you looked at that when you designed it?
If, and staff,
like clipped corner, huh?
Staff will correct me if I'm wrong. There is still that, when it says zero setback, it means that you'll still have the sidewalk, you'll still have 10 feet of landscaping buffer, and it just means we're right up against that border, unless I'm incorrect. There's still 15 feet between the curb and the building. And that zero setback, if I remember reading correctly, is only for a small portion of the building. Am I incorrect?
For this to have gotten to this point, somebody did look at the side train before it got here.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Paul? Public Works.
I don't see any problem with that. I mean, the parking and the turn-in with the parking right in the center like that. How are these cars going to come out? I mean, if they come in like this, they're going to go back off the same way they came in.
Well, the belief is that they will come in here and park, and then go out this way. The arrows encourage everyone to go out the drive aisle that's closest to Fong. So the hope, the thing is, they'll go in a circle to get in and out.
Yeah, I definitely.
Well, and the drive aisle further from Fog is wide enough to accommodate two cars going by each other.
I have one other question. How about for your lighting, parking lot lighting? Is that going to affect the homeowner?
While lighting is not mentioned in this application, we will obviously follow county code as to the necessary shielding, to making sure everything is downshielded. There is already a 6-foot wall and a 10-foot landscape buffer, and we will make sure that we follow county. And if the neighbor does happen to complain, I know Ms. Camacho will add additional shielding if necessary. I'll put that on.
Is it going to be a wall here or something?
There is already a 6-foot existing wall between the residence and the proposed property.
About signage?
Signage is not part of this application.
I understand.
And so I can't speak to, I mean, we're obviously not going to ask for more than what county allows. This is going to be considered sort of a neighborhood restaurant, and word of mouth. It's not very big.
No, I think you did a good job laying it out, putting the restaurant out closer to Charleston.
I mean, chances are we'll go with some wall signage, but probably nothing more than county already allows.
Alexandria.
One thing that county allowed, which I wasn't changed in bringing it up at the meeting, is flashing lights, and they're terrible. And they're programmed.
Yeah, those LEDs that they wrap the windows in.
They go from light to dark, and older people, especially like me, the Bonanza Lodge just blinds you. I saw a guy, well, I didn't see him, that was a problem, in a wheelchair. I got halfway across the street, and I didn't see him talk on top of him.
We'll have to remember that when this comes back for signage.
Well, yeah, also the library's got a new flashing sign there. A new library on Bonanza. Real bright. And I think we ought to look at the room. In this case, I don't know if we could make restrictions on the intensity of the lighting and the change between the dark and the light. Is that beyond what we're supposed to be doing here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've already been chastised for that several months ago. But, and I want to say that I support this. I've been pushing, because I'm a firm believer that, as you brought up, I'm not going to mangle your name again. I'm going to have to practice before the next meeting. That these end caps, that they're not going to be developed into houses, and we need to start moving towards a more walkable neighborhood, and this fits right in with that. And I would say that in regards to the lighting, they can't be more obnoxiously lit than the existing pub that's there. His lights are horrible, and they're blinding. So, and nobody's bitching about them, so.
They're grandfathered in.
Yeah, no, we're not. The pole company comes and puts more lights up every time he turns around. And yeah, because he's got that tower back there. But anyway, way off track there. So I do support this. And Alexandria?
I support it as well. I will say that I definitely am concerned about this parking. If there is room for two cars, there are going to be two cars. So just plenty of signage.
Well, yeah, I bet that Robin's probably hoping she's going to have the problem with traffic jams in the parking lot.
I do.
So.
And
so, do I have a motion?
Can I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Make sure you go to your planning commission December 17th, 2019.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time and attention.
Item number 3, UC 19-0863, Silver Years Series 1 LLC. I apologize. Use permit to increase the number of vehicles, automobiles displayed outside for a proposed vehicle sales facility when the business has common parking with other businesses. Design review for a proposed vehicle automobile sales facility, including a modular office building on a portion of 2.7 acres in a C2 general commercial zone and a C2 general commercial APZ2 zone. Generally located on the east side of Moonlight Drive and the north side of Lake Mead Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Leticia Avila. My address is 1865 North Walnut Road.
The floor is yours, ma'am.
Thank you. Well, actually, originally back in January 2017, we obtained the special use permit for this parking lot. Unfortunately, the landlord got some setbacks and was not able to lease it until this year. But this year, January 2019, the special use permit expired, so I'm here to respectfully request for the renewal of the special use permit. Yeah, as you can see in the site map, this is the area where this standard auto is going to be located. In front, there's another used car dealership, and on the back, it's another one. So there's three dealerships there. Well, there's going to be three once we get approved for the standard auto. It has 20 spaces, including the 20 spaces. 17 spaces are for exhibit for the used car. It has the handicap parking and two additional parking spaces for office or customers. And I have here some pictures so we can look at it. That it's nice and clean. And the spaces are accommodated. We have the landscaping required, everything as the original request for the special use permit from back in 17 was approved.
Very good. We're going to open public comment on this item. Is there anybody wishing to ask any questions of the board or make a comment on this item? Please step forward, state your name. None appearing, public comments closed, and we'll open it up to the board, noting that we do have a recommendation of staff recommendation of approval. Any comments or a motion?
Where is it at? Which one is yours? There's a lot of different.
Yeah, there's three of them. Let me put this back and then I'll show it here. This is the parking. This is all for the car dealerships.
Yeah.
there's a fence here that separates the used auto. This is Pacific Auto Sales. This is the front of Pacific Auto Sales, and this the back one is going to be Standard Auto. Can't remember the name of the one on the back of the corner.
So which one's yours?
Right here, the one that Angelo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here, put this on the screen. That's the picture of the airport open Google Maps. Mm-hmm. And it's got a lot of cars.
Yeah, so there's the fence right here.
And along the street, there's a lot of cars.
On the line?
Who parks all those cars?
Well, let me tell you, these buildings, they're all for repair shops. So, some of them, that's what I've seen, they park right over here because there's an empty lot there. So I've seen them park cars out there. Maybe they're employees.
But they're not yours?
No.
Okay.
No. When we get the cars, they're going to be in here.
Okay.
Okay. As you can see, the parking spaces.
You put the lock the fence at night to keep them in there?
Yes. Uh-huh. There's this fence.
Yeah.
It goes straight so they can close it.
Good.
Okay. And this is that's the office, the sales office, mm-hmm. parking spaces. And then you can see right here, this is the other part, the 17 additional spaces are located.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I have a motion to approve. All those in favor, with staff recommendations. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Make sure you go to your planning commission meeting next Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
That brings us to item WS190846, Cordon Eva. Waivers of development standards for the following. Number one, reduce the required separation between buildings. Two, reduce rear setback. Three, reduce side corner setback. And four, reduce setback from a wide right-of-way for an existing detached casita garage in conjunction with a single family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single family residential zone. Generally located on the south side of Chicago Avenue and the east side of Carrillo Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Step forward, state your name and address for the record.
My name is Joaquin Avila. I'm with 4511 East Chicago
Avenue. And the floor is yours. Tell us what you want to do.
Thank you. I'm representing Eva Cordon, which is the owner, and we are here in order to ask for a waiver because she bought the property in 1999, October, and the place as it is, it was already built. She did not do anything to the building. It was already there. But the reason why we are here because one person asked for rent that casita and she rejected. And then she came back again and says that he wanted to rent it to a storage tools, and she gave him permission, and suddenly he started moving in, like living in there, and she told her, you cannot live there, it's not a space to live, so just go. And he didn't, so she did the process to eviction. We went through the whole process and we evicted that person, but he went to the city is saying that it's not permitted, and that's why we are here. So I just want to let you know that
we got up so we can see.
Oh, I apologize. So this is the portion of the casita, and this is the already garage. The garage is with permit, but this part is the casita. It's not permitted, but it was there since she bought it in 1999. Okay. So that's why we are in front of you, just asking for a waiver, basically.
Okay, very good. We're going to open this up to public comment. Anybody wishing to comment, please step forward, state your name and address for the record.
My name is James Cavool. I live at 4550 East Chicago Avenue, and I'd like to address the board briefly. First of all, I'm legally blind, so I see things but not details. Secondly, I have a profound hearing loss, so I may not hear everything at all times. But we're talking about putting a zero lot line on the property on the corner of Chicago East Chicago Avenue in Carrillo. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the intention, if I read this right, is they want to build, or no, they want that because they perhaps will build a casita slash garage. I don't know if it is a casita or if it is a garage or if it's a combination casita and garage. But I'm opposed to approving that because if they want zero lot lines, that means they, whatever they build will extend directly up against the wall on the east side of the property, and it will extend completely over to the west side of the property and against the back wall, but I don't know how far forward the intended building would be. But
sir?
Yes.
I believe we're talking about an existing structure. They're not talking about building anything. What it is the building's been there since the 90s, okay. And now they got a complaint, so now it got cited. So they're not talking about adding anything.
Okay.
What they're trying to do is not have to tear down what is already there that's been there for over 20 years.
I see, okay. And if I understand what you're telling me is they're not intending to build anything new?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. If it's just a matter of not wanting to tear down an existing structure that's been there for 20 years, then I have nothing more to say. That's fine.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ma'am,
yes.
You're good. Thank you, sir.
My name is Sharon Gunter. I live at 4435 East Chicago Avenue, just about half a block from where this lady lives. My concern is that it's a single-family residence. It's being rented out to truckers. Traffic in our area, there's usually at least 6,000 cars parked. If this casita that's already been there for 20 years, and I don't have a problem with that, if it is just for storage or whatever, if it's going to be rented out as rooms for more truckers to move in, we don't have room for all these trucks in our neighborhood.
The truckers, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Any other public comment? None appearing, we'll move on to questions and comments from the board.
Right, we're going to raise the question. Is there truckers parking around there and living in that house?
Yes, sir. They rent the truck. I'm told their house, the rooms are rented out to truckers who don't want to get a motel when they come to town. They have this room as their safe. They're going to add more rooms to this existing.
Thank you, ma'am.
That's my concern.
Thank you. So, question's been asked, is the intention to increase the ability to rent out rooms here?
No, it never been. It was not rented. It was just an issue with that person, and that's why we have this problem. That for those 20 years and was never rented. It won't be rented to nobody.
And I guess if my question would be, currently, is the main structure having rooms rented out currently in the building?
No, sir.
Okay.
I have a question. Is there any affiliation with Trex?
No, at all. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I have Trex parking in my street.
It's a massive problem up here on the east side. So.
Well, since it's a structure that's already there, seems to just be some housekeeping, so I will make a motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Yes.
Two opposed. Three to two. See your planning commission. The motion passes. Divided, but it passes. Go to Planning Commission next week, December 17th, 2019. Thank you very much. Now we're moving on to the December 18th. Never mind that one. Item number 5 has been withdrawn. Now we're moving to the January 7th, 2020. To 2020 Planning Commission meeting, which is, oh, I gotta get up there. I'm trying to find it. I didn't pull it out of my packet, silly me.
Who's that serious?
Who's still? Oh, vacate Havana. Ah, there we go. Sorry about that. VS 19-0885, Ahusa Series 1 LLC, vacate and abandon easement of interest to Clark County, located between Sandy Lane and Camel Street, in between Lake Mead Boulevard and Windy Bay Avenue, within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? When's our next meeting? We'll trail this to the end, and then we'll entertain a motion to hold it over until the next meeting, because it's not heard until January 7th. If that's okay with the rest of the board? Okay, that brings us to item number 7. TM 19-500242, Hallowell, Michael and Nancy, tentative map consisting of 22 single family residential lots on 5.3 acres in an R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the west side of Phyllis, 125 feet north of Orange Tree Avenue, within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
I am.
State your name and address for the record, sir.
Mike Hallowell, 1325 South Phyllis Street, Las Vegas, 89142.
Okay, floor is yours.
Thank you. This is roughly a 5-acre parcel that has been owned by us for almost 20 years. We are proposing that we develop it into residential building lots. Our home sits on this parcel right here. There is another home on this parcel that will be knocked down, and there is a freestanding garage on this parcel. The reason we are here today is because the freestanding garage, which, let me just hold the pictures up for you.
Yeah.
That looks like this. This, and I apologize, but they printed these and they were a little fuzzy, but you got an idea from the
interview. Yes,
sir. This garage is a beautiful garage, and there's no point in tearing it down, but the law states that you're not allowed to have an accessory structure on a lot without a home there. Well, there is a home there now, but we're gonna tear that home down because it's 60 years old. So we have to get a variance or whatever it is to allow us to keep that garage standing until we build another home or somebody builds a home on that lot. And the second one is that our home that we live in on this lot right here, for an unknown reason to me, came up with the board that said our garage was a little bit too tall. It was built with permits and passed, and we've been living there for almost 20 years, and I didn't know it was supposedly too tall. Do you know how tall it is? It can't be much, but whatever it is, they said it's too tall and you need to get a variance for it. So that's the second thing that we're asking for, and I suppose he'll see if he can figure out how too tall it is, but I know it's not much.
That's not really germane. Well, it's, yeah.
I didn't know, but that's what they said. So those are the two issues that I have to come before the board here. This is the proposed development, and I've been working closely with Mr. Donahue with the county, and we have satisfied all requirements that they have asked us to do, with the exception of these two, which they're not able to do, and that's why I'm here.
Very good. We'll open this up to public comment. Anybody wishing to ask a question of the board or comment, please step forward. Public comment closed. We'll open it up to the board. Do I have a motion? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for getting all your permits. I would really like to see community outreach on how they would feel about the homes. Of course, there's going to be construction, so I just want them to be aware of all that noise and construction.
How do you propose for me to do that?
There's canvassing, so you can go door to door. There's, you can get some volunteers, some folks that.
There's only these. I don't mind. I'll just go there myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the only thing I would really like to see.
Okay, we can do that.
I'm going to say, I think that your neighbors are probably overjoyed because...
They're not going to be complaining.
They're not...
We're past that point.
So, you know, this is the Stewart Ranch where there was a... There was a settlement agreement last year where there'd been a nasty battle going on because of the flies and the horses. So, and part of that was...
So they'll be happy then, yeah.
So, yeah.
There haven't been horses there for 9 months, I think, or something like that, so I think they're all pretty happy now.
Thank you for...
It's, all these lots are going to be bigger than the ones that are just adjacent to it, not by much, but they're not going to be like tiny postage stamp lots.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Very good. Make sure you go to your Board of County Commissioners on January 8th.
So the next item is his, so he just...
So you can just stay.
Yeah, he did two and one, so but you have to do two separate votes.
Okay, so we voted on the map. That's why I couldn't find the stuff about... Okay, I got it. UC 1909894, Hollowell, Michael and Nancy, use permit to allow an existing accessory structure garage prior to the construction of a principal building. Waiver of development standards to increase height for existing accessory structures. Design review for a single family residential development on 5.3 acres in an R1 single family residential zone. Is the applicant present?
Yes, I am.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Mike Hollowell, 1325 South Hill Street, Las Vegas, NM142.
And I believe that we already have it in the record that we talked about this item already, so we'll open it up to public comment if anybody would like to question or comment on this item. None appearing, board? Do we have a motion? We got a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Now you got both of them.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, that ends the planning and zoning portion of this. Okay, yes, thank you very much, Alexandria. Back to the easement.
Number five.
Six. What's your pleasure? Is there any public comment on this item? And I'll read it into the record one more time. VS 190885, Ahusa Series 1 LLC, vacate and abandon the easement of interest to Clark County located between Sandy Lane and Camel Street, between Lake Mead and Windy Bay Avenue within Sunrise Manor. And staff recommendation is an approval on it, and we have a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. So that brings us to general business. There is none on the agenda. That brings us to the final portion of comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the agenda. Anybody wishing to speak? Please step forward and state your name and address for the record.
Oversight 565 North Cross Street. I'm doing this instead of taking a nap. I have a project that's getting nowhere. But what it is I'm trying to get these kind of things put in the package that you board members get in your little brown envelopes. You got the inference that I've been to several different boards. Very seldom does the idea of zoning come up. And one of the reasons I think is because really don't get any information on zoning. Now, I could read the statute that says it should be made available, and it should be made available as soon as it's made available to the county board. And I could read it the other way that says it won't be available until the county board gets it, so you can't get it. But I'm just leaving it there in limbo, and if it's of any use to it, that's what gets the county board, gets that particular thing, right? And it's right on the computers. You can pick it up if you want.
So what you're saying is other town boards get this?
No town boards get it, only the county board. This comes from a computer system. It's called SIRE, but it's ship inspections. I dealt with it when I was supervisor of some ocean going maintenance facilities every 2 years, and it was good then as far as money and tracking maintenance and man hours and stuff like that. It's still pretty darn good. But if you look at the agenda for the county, you'll see supporting materials and you'll see SIRE up at the top. Click on it and these suckers appear, meaning they're available and they could be made available to the board. I've gotten nowhere with that. Your overhead still working? Mm-hmm. I get asked questions about what's going on up here. And I mean at the casino and places like that. You know what Sunrise Manor looks like. And you know that the Whitney is right below us. That little area that I circled there is called River Walk, and it's a homeowner association. It's not in Sunrise Manor, but it is in District E. I don't know if you're going to be able to see this one or not. Especially if I put it upside down, right? Can you make that bigger? Because these are the thing with River Walk is those people are trapped in there.
This one.
The other one.
The circle is, you can see where River Walk is, and that's DI, and that circle is the place where DI is supposed to be extended. And I haven't gotten any information on that's happening. I've noticed there's no engineer stakes down there. I've looked at the projects on the internet, and sometimes they're what I would call stale. So that's something I think should be looked at. And we've got a couple of others that, you know, the Tech Academy there, you know, the Edgewood is being built on that site there, and that's Vegas Valley, and the other circle is Sloan. Supposed to be something to relieve the traffic over there. And again, the project information is kind of stale, but it would relieve it. And then we've got the one from Hollywood to Henderson. I don't know if Hollywood Henderson paid for the play for the Dallas Cowboys or not, if there was a pro player that did that. But that would also take a lot of the relief out there. Now, the only reason I bring it up is that perhaps one of the commissioners would be interested in knowing if you have any interest in it. I'm just adding that those people are having a little bit of problem down there. Not only that, now you've got other things that are happening.
And we're out of time.
Okay, I'll show you these pretty pictures then. However, you have the authority, or anybody on this board has the authority to give me more time.
I'd like to see water if you have a picture.
See these dirty pictures?
A little bit more time.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
All right. You know that place where the Caterpillar tractor is up there on the top is been the thing that's been holding up getting the extra roads in there here out here on Hollywood. Well, those are the 72-inch pipes that are going in the ground. I drove by today, they're in the ground. They aren't connected yet, but sooner or later, that water's got to be turned off to be turned back on. Looked like it's a joint venture between the contractor and the public, or the water district. This one is about ready to go also. The lights themselves are up now. I watched them put in the templates, which is what they put the lights on, and they pulled the lines, so pretty soon we'll have a five-lane road there with stoplights. Pardon?
Good.
Yeah, no roundabout. This one is near and dear to my heart because the water runs off that mountain, and if we get about a third of an inch of rain, that's what Stuart looks like. County knows about it because within a day, you can see that right about here. You see that load of type 2 material that they bring out at road grader, like automatic. It is still not fixed, it's just like that, but that they know it's there. What I've got here is a thing from Harry Reid. Every year he would put in a thing to say, we're going to put in that retention basin that's supposed to be put out in up there. I don't know what the project is there. This thing is dated 2005. So that's what I get asked about. And what I've been doing now is I've been saying, we have a liaison for Commissioner Segerblum. That's whose number I'm giving out.
Any other public comment? None appearing. The next meeting date is January 2nd, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. And with that, with no other business appearing, we are adjourned. Thank you.